Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Bringing this back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. That book has won 2 awards, and I'm very happy about it. Very proud of that. Thank you for letting me be proud of it. It's an accomplishment. And the reason I'm proud of it is because this book was written for you, and I think it will help you. I hope you'll check it out. And if you can afford to buy one, please do. If you can't, find somebody who's got one and borrow it from them. So I want to talk about it. So, as you know, every week we poll you on our website, and in the newsletter, our electronic newsletter. We offer you a poll question every week. It's a different question, and then for the following week, I report back on what you said, and the question this last week was about Obamacare. And the question was: the Supreme Court may strike down a major component of Obamacare this month. What do you think? And 5% of you said I like Obamacare, and hope they don't change it. 18% of you said, I won't be impacted either way. 11% said, I don't know. But two-thirds of you, fully 66%, said, I don't like Obamacare, and I hope they strike it down. Well, Obamacare, in other polling that I've conducted on Obamacare, my poll is an online poll. It's not a scientific poll. And I'm assuming that the people who hang around with me are small business owners, are very interested, much interested in small business. And so that's the one presumption I make. And so in the polling over the years, over the last 5 years, we've had since Obamacare has been in force, it's been a little over 5 years since it was signed into law, small business owners have resoundingly, and not just my poll, but in other polls, resoundingly rejected Obamacare on many levels for many reasons. They didn't like the premise of it to begin with before they knew how bad it was going to be for them. And now that it's been overlaid on them, and they don't like it. I don't like it for a number of reasons myself. I've been very clear about that. But it's not popular among small business owners, and primarily because it's not affordable. The Affordable Care Act is not affordable. My friends, I already had a health savings account where I had a high deductible, over $5,000 deductible a year, but above that, it paid for everything, right? And it cost me X amount of dollars. Well, the new plan under Obamacare, the premium went up, the deductibility went up, and the availability of care became restricted. It was not as broad as it was before. Now tell me how that's affordable and better. It's not. And this is why two-thirds of Americans, of small business owners, I should say, in my world, say they don't like it, and only 5% of our respondents like Obamacare. 5%. That's a horrible response. So what's coming up? When Obamacare was written, this is what you need to understand about what's going on with this law this week, probably this week. Thursday, Monday at the latest. There's a court case has been brought to the Supreme Court to argue that the law was set up and specifically says only those states that have state exchanges, state-originated exchanges, are their residents eligible for the subsidy, which is the whole point of Obamacare, right, was to give subsidies to people who can't afford it. Only those states that have their own marketplace can get subsidies. The states that do not have their own marketplace can't get the subsidy. Well, guess what? The IRS interpreted that how they wanted to and applied it to every state, even though 32, I think, I've forgotten the exact number, way more than half of the states in America do not have their own exchange. They have the federal exchange, which is not part of the law. If you read the law, it says only those states that have state exchanges are the people eligible. So now that's been taken to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court will decide on that. And if they rule, if the Supreme Court, if the decision goes against the Obama administration, it would essentially void many of the key components, like the subsidy, which would make the law a mere shadow of its former self. If the decision goes for the president, it would establish that the IRS can interpret laws as they see fit, rather than as they're written. This may not be the most significant ruling in the history of the High Court, but surely it's one of them. And so I ask you, as I will do, to say a prayer for the Constitution. We'll know this week or Monday at the latest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.